Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch for whatever it is you're doing, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road semi-drivers, the 18-wheelers, the men and the women behind the wheel, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the bulk mail to the post offices so you get your letters delivered to you today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys delivering the gas and the diesel to the gas station so you've got petrol to get to where you need to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're also on Truth Social, all the same way, at Captain's America. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of all the things we have over there. All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
I understand that Russia has now put sanctions on 61 U.S. nationals. I just saw this pop up. I haven't read the story. I don't know who they've gone after. I can only imagine.
Do we care?
Well, I don't know. It depends on, I don't think these guys do business in Russia, per se. What are they going to do? Are they going to catch them out somewhere in the world and take their ship away from them? Or do
that's
what we did?
That's my point. Yeah. That's my point. Nobody cares.
Yep. Well, they took a, I think last night, they took another oligarch's airplane away from them or something like that, I think.
Yacht. Their yacht.
Oh, yacht. Okay. All right. All right. Well, let's talk about something that, unfortunately, is in the news because of what it is. And that's gasoline. It's something that's hitting home, and it's really hurting big time. Gasoline hit another all-time record high retail pump price yesterday of $4.87. That's the average across the country, $4.87. And I'm going to predict right now, and I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think I'm going to be, that by the 4th of July, gas on an average all across the country will be $5 a gallon.
You know, I don't disagree with that. And this administration wants to, one of their solutions is to fly to Saudi Arabia and beg the Saudis to give us another half a million barrels at $120 a barrel.
Right.
He was supposed to go this week, and now it's been pushed back, so we have an unconfirmed date and time for this visit to Saudi Arabia. And I think part of that is because, if I'm not mistaken, tomorrow is the big, allegedly big confab called Summit of Americas, which I think is being held in Los Angeles.
I believe you're right.
where the leaders of Latin America will all meet and to certainly discuss at least migration and possibly economic challenges, of which I would argue that Biden has actually caused economic challenges for these Latin American countries. But here's what's interesting is because the White House excluded Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua from attending. So with that, the president of Mexico, Lopez Obrador, is not going. So it's kind of like, well, what's the purpose of this meeting or this confab this year? And of course, while Biden is in Los Angeles to host and attend the Summit of Americas, that's when he's also going on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. But anyway, I don't think that this administration has asked their economic experts, of which I don't think he has any, but nonetheless, what are the consequences of continuing to do nothing when it comes to oil and gas? And they're building, I mean, they're talking about economic challenges in Latin America, but the economic challenge is here. We're supposed to be the leaders of the free world.
Mm-hmm.
And we're facing economic doom. What happens? Just for a moment, what happens when our trucking companies and truck drivers say, you know what, we're going to go on strike. We're not going to do this because we can't afford this anymore. You know, we're talking about the price of gas, but the price of diesel is worse. We can't afford this anymore, so we're going to park our rigs.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You think you got supply chain issues now?
Mm-hmm.
So who is actually having legitimate conversations with this administration? And it isn't just about Biden. It's about the policy people he has in the White House.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to take a break. Caller, hang on. We'll be right to you in a minute here. We're going to take a break with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And they've been saving people money for some 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they insure some 25 million drivers, including me. Now, I will tell you that your local Geico office or the Geico website, geico.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. Now, they'll insure the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. They'll help you find coverage for the motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV that you've got. And where you really save the money, where you really save the money, is when you bundle your car or your truck or your boat or whatever else that you got, along with your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance. And when you do that, you will save a bunch of money. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there and see what they can do for you. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello.
Hello.
We've got Mel from Saratoga Springs on the line. I'm going to bring him in. Okay, Mel, you have a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, I hope you can hear me because the line's breaking up, Captain. But good morning, Denise, and good morning, Captain.
Hey.
I was just going to ask you, is it not possible that Ray Charles could see that this administration has waged war against us, the American people, especially us on the right, as conservatives, mm-hmm. Conservative Republicans? But that was the question. I mean, I'll wait for the answer off the air. Thank you, Captain Denise.
All right.
Have a great day.
All right. Well, you first.
It is a war. The answer to that in short answer is yes.
Yep.
And, you know, you have to kind of pull back the curtain here a little bit. And what is it? They have an agenda. They have an agenda on education. They have an agenda on, to be pro-union. They have an agenda on to be completely against fossil fuels. They have an agenda against corporations. They have a, you know, they want to raise taxes, to, you know, pay for all the special interest kind of nonsense. The answer is absolutely yes. Now, what is it that we Americans are supposed to do? Well, the knee-jerk answer is to vote them out. Well, I get all that, but the damage, is so consequential that it's going to take a long time to correct and fix what this administration has done, the special interest people have done in a year and a half or 2 years. And I would argue, especially over the Department of Justice, which is actually an activism operation, agency. So, you know, do we go marching in the streets? Well, we're all snake bit to do that. You know, we saw what they completely ignored the truckers, both in Canada and for the most part in here in the United States. People are snake bit over the January 6th thing. People right now that are so up to their eyeballs in inflation, couldn't afford to take the time off to be in any kind of a march. And those even that necessarily could, you know, could end up looking like what they did to Peter Navarro. So, we have to figure out another way to wage some kind of a protest here. And I would argue, I've had some of this discussion with some experts out of Washington, D.C. on my own radio show, and that is that I'm surprised that, for instance, the oil and heads of these oil and gas companies, they have a lot more power than they're showing. And I think that they ought to be really quite defiant in fighting back to save their corporations, and to send messages. If you want a showdown at an oil field because they want to drill and so forth, I think it's time to start doing that. However, there's another problem necessarily with that, and that's because they need often to have short-term loans or investments if they want to drill. And what's happening is those investors don't want to do it because of the boycotts and the restrictions on permits and the penalties and that kind of thing. So I don't know, Mel. It's just not looking good. So you have a multi-billionaire, otherwise known as John Katsimatidis, out of New York, who is actually putting up, you know, a huge warning to this administration that you had better start doing the right thing. Otherwise, the economic consequences are going to be catastrophic to the United States. And he's not wrong. I mean, it's already happening. I don't think that, you know, Biden, you know, attending this cockamamie summit here, for the Americas is going to mean anything. It's all for show. There's nothing that ever comes out of these. So I don't know. I can't be more frustrated, than I am. And I think I hear that same sentence out of Mel just by virtue of his question.
Well, I believe Katsimatidis owns WABC 770, one of the largest radio stations in the country, old and established. I believe he is the owner of that. So he has a platform on which to operate. But there's a headline right here, and it's his headline. Open up the spigots. Billionaire oil refinery issues stark warning to Biden about gas prices if he doesn't act. And as we mentioned a little while ago, Gas price yesterday reached an average, national average of $4.87 a gallon, and I feel that by Labor Day it'll be $5 a gallon all across the country.
Yep. So, there you are.
And we need to do something, whatever the something is. I do know we have to play the game the way they do it, the Internet. We have to use the Internet. We have to use the political aspect by contacting our politicians because they'll listen. You go in there, and what talks is money talks. And people, I've seen the people go in there with $500, and that's their maximum daily contribution if you get me. We'll go into their office in D.C. and hand them $500 and take an hour of their time and say, here's what we want you to do, blah, 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 and, you know, over and over and over again. But we'll see what happens. There's many different ways, but communication is a big thing right now, and we can't give up. We just can't give up.
No, we can't, but I think that I think we need to have some new missions or, you know, call to action.
Sure.
Kind of things, and I don't know what they are here at this point.
And massive protests would not be a bad idea either, like we used to with the Tea Party. And by the way, the Tea Party is still around in a different fashion with different name, maybe, like Patriots. Groups will name Patriots to them. But we need to have our demonstrations back again.
But that's not doing us any good.
Not yet. Nope. Mm-mm. So, the more ideas, the merrier, right?
Okay.
I'll remain the optimist and say that...
you can. I'm not as optimistic as you.
Yeah. Now, I've played the game before, and I know what these people want if you really want to get across. And, of course, I hate to say this, but for the most part, it's all about the money. It's all about the money. Follow the money. All right. Now, Biden has made yet another wrong move in a desperate attempt to try to raise his approval rating. No matter what he seems to do, it's just not right.
Okay. I mean, we've pretty much covered that.
Yeah, I know, but I'm glad he's making the wrong moves because it makes it easier for us because he's down into the low 20s with his numbers, and he's getting lower all the time.
I get all that. I mean, that's one aspect to kind of look at this thing. But, you know, as he fails, look what I just talked about. We're collapsing ourselves. And what are our adversaries doing? They're relishing in all of this.
They're planning.
Yeah, and that's not a good place to be.
Yeah, and so are we. You just don't know where we're planning at because there's lots of different meetings and organizations going on. Should be continued tomorrow. Okay, I'll talk to you then. Have a great morning. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Now, we are out there. We are planning. We've got constant groups and constant meetings going on all around the country, different places. Tell you about it later.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
58% of his party mates still have confidence in British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, but the margin of victory is slimmer than his predecessor Theresa May, who resigned in 2019, 6 months after she survived her no-confidence vote. Johnson made fellow conservatives cringe and received a public backlash when it was revealed that he and his staff held illegal parties during COVID lockdowns. He is calling it a convincing win, however, adding that the parties should now come together. Texas Democrat Jessica Cisneros says she will request a recount in her primary runoff against incumbent Congressman Henry Cuellar. Less than 200 votes separates the contenders. Cisneros is a progressive activist who knocked Cuellar for his more conservative views. Cuellar has received the support of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, among others. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of the Military and Veterans News brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. You can check them out. They've got two campuses where you can take the tour, and I'll tell you all about that after they tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses that will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. The first one is in Clearwater, Florida, which is directly across the bay from me. I'm over in the east side of Tampa Bay in Tampa. They're over in the west side of the bay in Clearwater at the Ulmerton and 19, as well as at the Clearwater St. Pete Airport. Now, they're also located in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. In either case, ask to take the tour by giving them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up. asked to take the tour of one of their campuses. Now, you can actually take the tour of both their campuses if that's what you want to do. Make up your mind that way, whatever works for you. The website, of course, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Give them a call, and you'll find out what you need to know. And good luck, because a National Aviation Academy graduate is in high demand by the air industry for the training and the quality of work that they are known to perform. Now, military families not having enough food is a national security issue. This coming from a report in Stars and Stripes. The key factors that make up military life were found to be significant contributors to food insecurity for military families and could hinder the ability of the armed forces to recruit and retain troops if it isn't addressed, according to two reports released this week. We'll see what happens. To be continued. In addition, VA officials are lacking in the goal of housing some 38,000 distressed vets this year. Veterans Affairs officials are behind in their goal of placing 38,000 veterans in permanent housing this year, and coronavirus is to blame once again for that. Hopefully they'll get that under control soon. Marine Corps Reserve has gotten a new mission, new roles, and a whole new design. For decades, the Marine Reserve was a new, near carbon copy of the active side, but not anymore. The reservists in the Marine Corps will be recognizable, slightly different with what they'll be wearing in terms of uniforms and the decals that you'll see, units, identification, and whatnot. By the way, they had a new Navy, a special warfare unit sailor die in California in a vehicle rollover last week. Four sailors were injured in the crash. They just released the name of the sailor. Very sad situation. And based on what's been observed on Russia's invasion of the Ukraine, the U.S. Army in Europe has renewed interest in pursuing active hard kill protection systems for its Stryker combat vehicle, something the service put on the back burner a few years ago. Well, the Army wants it back. I can understand why. By the way, a military major Baltic Sea exercise kicked off as Swedish and Finnish NATO bids are waiting on Turkey. The NATO exercise Baltops, to be held on the Baltic Sea next week, is the latest showing of unity and military strength as Sweden and Finland trade neutrality for NATO's embrace in the wake of Russia's 3-month-old invasion of Ukraine. And once Turkey gets off their butt and says, okay, let's let them in, they're being expedited, they'll be let in. Now, the three-day exercise that began Thursday in international waters off Okinawa was apparently the Allies' first joint drill involving a U.S. aircraft carrier since November 2017. U.S. and South Korean navies are performing an exercise along with one of our aircraft carrier response units. In addition, U.S. Forces Korea and the South Korean military fired one U.S. missile and seven South Korean missiles eastward into the sea to demonstrate the country's ability to respond quickly to crisis events, according to the U.S. military. Now, we talked a little bit about this yesterday. Russia hit Kiev with missiles. Putin has warned the West on the supplies. Russian forces pounded railway facilities and other infrastructure early Sunday in Kiev, which had previously seen weeks of eerie calm, but they also hit a couple of hotels, which has nothing to do with storing weapons. But then again, why did we know that that was going to happen? Now, a Russian state media journalist reported that Moscow's Major General Roman Kutuzov was killed in eastern Ukraine, adding to the string of high-ranking military casualties sustained by Moscow. Ukraine has reversed a Russian advance in the Donbas area and recaptured about 20% of the strategic eastern city, meaning that Ukraine now controls half of the governor of Luhansk, right there in that region. Now, a Ukrainian soldier reportedly called back 30 minutes later to a United States soldier who had helped him fixing a Javelin missile launcher so that he could fire the missile and take out a Russian tank. And 30 minutes later, the Ukrainian soldier got on his phone and called the American soldier back and thanked him and told him what he had done. Not bad. By the way, Britain will supply Ukraine with multiple launch rocket systems that can strike targets up to 50 miles away. That was said on Monday. It's in a move that was coordinated with the United States in response to the Russian invasion. And Putin is now threatening new targets in Ukraine. And they're saying that they'll fire at these targets if the Ukraine gets longer-range rockets. Well, they're going to get longer-range rockets, we already know that. But they promised not to fire them deep into Russia. We'll see if they can restrain themselves in that respect. By the way, former gym rats, bouncers, and brawlers have become a successful and controversial military fighting force known as the Ukraine's Kraken unit, taking shape to go after the Russians. Also, a U.S. general has called on the West to send fighter jets to the Ukraine as soon as possible. In a statement to Politico on Friday, Major General David Baldwin, California National Guard Adjutant General, also said sending Soviet-era MiG fighters in the near term is the best immediate solution. So we'll see what happens there. Now, Afghanistan has not been forgotten about because security concerns have left Afghan evacuees stuck in a Balkan camp. For some Afghans who were evacuated as their country fell to the Taliban last summer, the journey to the United States has stalled, and right now they are stuck on an American base in the Balkans, unable to get into the United States. I'm sure there's a reason for that. We'll see if we can find out. But in the meantime, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Wow. Thank you very much, Mr. Chris Markowski. I feel the same way about you, so there you go. Now, Moss Acura brings you this portion of the program. That's Moss spelled M-A-U-S. And remember, Moss Acura, they have the car that actually is taking a country by storm right now, and that's the MDX, the all-new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, 345-horsepower engine vehicle. I'm telling you, you want to check that baby out. And you know, the great thing about Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, is the fact that they get customers from all over the place, because wherever this signal goes on all the affiliates that we've got, people respond, and they come when they come to Florida and take a look at the vehicle. Now, the one thing they do that really gets people's attention is the You Serve, You Save program, where all active-duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and all church pastors get great deals on their vehicles at Moss Acura. So, check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, and see what you can do for yourself. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, and I haven't seen this yet down here, but I understand it's coming. The national average of gasoline yesterday, the price, retail price, all across the country, went up to $4.87 a gallon. And that being the case, it won't surprise me if we see $5 a gallon nationwide across the country, between now and the 4th of July.
Oh, more than likely. Yeah, I mean, that's most certainly the direction we're heading in. And there's just really no relief in sight. Actually, now that, you know, that China's coming back online, prices have gone up even further. Not doing what's necessary to deal with the issue. And, you know, you're going to continue to see this move to the upside.
Well, the more that this happens, people's number one concern right now is the economy, and gasoline is right there at the top because it's killing people, and they are going to vote these bums out. Now, I know that there's going to be a lot of people are going to play games again like they did before with the computers and the voting machines and this, that, and the other and all that stuff, but I'm telling you, I keep hearing from Democrats and from liberals, you know, in general, that they can't stand it anymore. Their own party has just left them. They can't stand what's going on.
Well, they've got the various different polls out there and how people are pessimistic they are about the economy and the future. And without a doubt, this is, you know, it has to do with gas. It's one resounding bill that most people in this country paying on a regular basis, and they're constantly getting hit with, you know, not to mention, you know, what they're paying at restaurants and what they're paying at the grocery store and the other things, because the food costs are up to such a level that's really hitting people. And that's just making people pessimistic. So it doesn't bode well right now for the Biden administration by any stretch of the imagination. And again, they're not doing anything to change it. They're not making any sort of movements. This idea that releasing extra fuel from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is going to do anything, it's the exact opposite. So, it's going to be real tough for Democrats in the midterms if they continue on this path.
Now, for our friends up in Canada, before the actual ban for handguns goes into play, there is a massive rush in Canada for handguns, to buy handguns. The price has gone up dramatically, and some of the places that are actually out of handguns altogether can't get any more, because they're not shipping anymore into Canada because of the new regulations that are coming. So that's going to be an interesting thing to watch.
Yeah, and I'm sure after the fact you probably have a lot of them come down to the States if they want to get one. But I don't know what the purchasing rules would be for that if you're not an American citizen. They're banning the sale, but if you own them already, you can do that. Is that
correct?
How it works?
Grandfathered in. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're grandfathered in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there shouldn't be any surprise here that people are running out there to grab them. In that case, it's exactly what you would see happen. When exactly does the law go into effect?
I believe it's in July.
Yeah, you'll continue to see you'll see massive amounts of purchases up until then, without doubt.
Yeah, I believe it's the middle of July. You know, Wall Street has ticked a little bit higher as the recession watch remains a little bit murky. They're talking about this recession that's coming. Well, I think it's already here myself, but that's just me.
It's tough to read. You know, it is. You know, I've never seen a recession with so many job openings around the country. It's like a weird little area that we're in right now, and it's very difficult to compare this time period to other time periods, simply because if you want a job, you can go out and get a job. Usually when you hit recessions, you start to see unemployment really tick up, and that's not the case. I mean, if you want to get a job, you can get a job, and everybody's hiring. I mean, I still see signs, you know, signing bonus $1,000 for line cooks. So it's a different animal we're dealing with right now in regards to this slowdown. They want to call it maybe stagflation, where you're getting high inflation and a slowing economy. That, you know, that's the case. But the last stagflationary environment, we had unemployment tick up. So, it's going to be kind of unique in regards to a recession if we have one.
Wait till you hear this one. Electric cars need to be charged, right?
Absolutely.
23% of the public electric vehicle charging stations in the San Francisco Bay Area do not work.
Yeah, I mean, there's various different apps out there that people can use when planning a trip and trying to find various different charging stations, and not all charging stations are the same. I mean, normally you go to a gas station and, you know, you fill up, and it's pretty much the same amount of time to fill your gas you fill your tank of gas. Charging can be completely different. If you don't get the right level charger, it's going to cost, it's going to take you up to hours, to charge your car. So, he's not ready for prime time as far as I'm concerned for most people. I think many families out there, unless you're using the electric vehicle just to bop around town and for little short areas and to the grocery store and maybe back and forth to work, that's about as far as I would trust an electric car right now.
Now, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of Florida in a Medicaid case where they said that the state can recoup payments for future care.
They could, I'm confused, Matt. I don't understand. I'm sorry.
Okay, Florida brought us a case. They challenged it. They challenged it to the Supreme Court because they were trying to get the decision where they could recoup payments for future care on people that they had that were trying to milk the system, if you will, and they wound up winning their case, Florida.
Huh. And this is more Medicare, Medicaid.
Okay,
that's interesting. Well, Medicaid is for the people that are under the
destitute,
poverty line type stuff.
Problem was these people weren't destitute; they were going after.
Okay, all right. No, so I understand. All right, so they were basically utilizing the system that they shouldn't be using in the first place. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, I don't even know why you need to do that, because with the increased Obamacare subsidies that they put in after COVID, it's made Obamacare almost free for most people.
Yeah, did you hear about Nancy Pelosi yesterday? She disclosed that they had more Apple and Microsoft trades. They sold some stock and bought some stock.
Yeah, her announcement are active traders. There's no doubt about that. Again, there's a big push out there to make sure that all of the members of Congress disclose everything that they're doing so they don't see any funny business behind the scenes.
And I understand that Amazon stock may split.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
First time in 20-some-odd years. So, they are going to split. So, yeah, it's going to bring obviously more shares out there, but bring the price of the stock down and make it maybe more attractive to a lot of newer investors.
More people would be able to afford it then instead of, what is it, up around $128 a share or something like that?
Oh, no, over $2,000.
Okay. Well, it'll drop down to a level to where maybe some more people can afford it.
Yeah, that's basically the idea with stock splits.
Good. Stocktopus for the rest of us. All right, you have yourself a good day, and I will talk to you tomorrow morning, my friend.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there and check out all the different things that he has to offer at his website. By the way, his show is heard on many of these same stations on the weekend. I'll be right back.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.